Center Stage. WJTL Sean B with Center Stage. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7/21.
For today, partly sunny, breezy, high 53. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 33. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high about 57. Currently dropping to 41 here at Junction Center.
Our friend Lee Dreamer with us this morning. Lee, the director of Life Cycles. Lee, good morning again.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. Congratulations on being named the 8 Who Care winner from WGAL last year. What a wonderful way to have Life Cycles be recognized.
It sure was. And I congratulate and thank WGAL's team for the beautiful job they did of capturing and portraying the story. They really told a beautiful story in 3.5 minutes. And I think part of that story is the incredible work being done by the many, many volunteer leaders and the trust of the parents. And really behind it all is sharing what God is doing through Life Cycles. It's one of many wonderful organizations in Lancaster who are serving teens, families, communities in a God-honoring way.
You must have great stories about how God has impacted the kids who come and ride with you.
There are too many for me to be able to capture one in a short period of time. However, one did come to mind here as you're saying that, and that is something wonderful has happened over the last few years. We've seen these young people blossom, and as they're preparing to leave the program at age 18, and, you know, that's such a critical time. So last year we experimented with something. This year we're formalizing it. We have a young leader's program where we are inviting the folks when they hit age 17 or 18 to become young leaders and continue to be mentored by the leaders who know them and love them and who've been watching them develop for these years. And so this year they will be in the leader circle. They will be working with the younger students because there's a lot of respect already existing there. And it's such a critical time in somebody's life. When you leave high school, you can get handed off to nothing and have to figure everything out on your own. Or you can be surrounded by people who really care about you. And right. So this will provide some continuity for our older teens as they enter their early adult years and remain connected with Life Cycles in a really significant way.
Did you ever think when you started this that you would ride enough miles to get to the moon?
I never did. No. And when I added them up here last year and saw that starting to become a reality, it was an amazing testament to how God has protected us over these years and allowed us to do so in a safe way.
And what gave you that initial idea that, oh, bike riding, you know, what was that moment where you said bike riding equals this opportunity to disciple people?
Well, it's something that a lot of kids can do, even if they're not have not had an experience with team sports, or some people have not had a lot of satisfaction being outside. We've found out that for many of our teens, the parents have told us this is the first outdoor activity that's really clicked for them.
Wow.
And it's made all the difference in the world for them. It's an opportunity, it's an activity that can last a lifetime, and it creates an opportunity for us to get into the curriculum each night in a different way, use a different part of their brain and their body, and talk about Jesus with the girls and the boys' curriculum.
You have big rides coming up this summer?
We do. We have 5 rides that we'll be launching again in late July and early August. 3 of them will take us to northern New York and northern Vermont, where we will ride a loop around Lake Champlain and Lake George. 4th one will be from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C., which we've done in the past. And a 5th one will be a new route from Portland to Valley Forge here. And we're just looking forward to these rides that give an opportunity to the boys to be and the girls to be able to excel, challenge themselves, and just really do hard things, which is our motto.
And that's Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon.
Good point. Yes, Maine, not
that
Oregon.
That would be a little further ride.
That's right.
And this is all free.
Thanks. I need to make sure I emphasize that. There is never a penny paid by anybody in Life Cycles for the free bike use, the helmet, the gear, the transportation, the hot meal after every ride, even the week-long summer challenge rides. We want there to be no entry barriers, which also means there's no tryouts. If you show up, you ride.
That's
awesome. We have different ride levels for each different skill level, and it's just very exciting to watch people respond to that.
Yeah, I love that. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Thanks. www.lifecyclesteam.org.
Yeah, if you want to volunteer, if you want to find out if a ride is right for you, if you want to get to be part of the local evenings that you guys get together, it's all right there.
It sure is, and I would love to extend the invitation to parents and teens for their teens to be in the program ages 12 to 18. It's free, and we'd love to have people, volunteer leaders, find their way into the program as well.
LifeCyclesTeam.org. Check it out. Lee, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Fred and Olivia. It's great to be here.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day. Back to the music. Here's Phil Wickham. This is Great Things on WJTL.